Yes, against for the girl child. I respect the rights of adult women if they want to get themselves caught, but I'm very fierce and vehement in protecting the girls. So my focus has always been protect the girls, respect the women. So if a woman above the age of 18 years, an adult woman, decides to go the way of her ancestry, we don't make a fuss about it. But if somebody takes a girl under the age of 18 and go and initiate her, even if the girl says she wants to be initiated, we make a big fuss out of it.
And what does that mean, you make a fuss? What do you do?
We haven't had a situation yet where we actually have to go and get someone who has been initiated. But what we have done is to remove girls before they're initiated. And it's been quite spectacular. We utilize female police officers who are members of the secret society, and they go into the secret enclave and get the girls out. And we have had tremendous success. And considering what it used to be like before and what it is now, I think this government has really had tremendous success in protecting our girls.
That's wonderful. So when you take out the girls and you put them in the secret place, how long do you hold them until you release them to their families again?
Basically, what we do is we engage the entire community. First of all, there's an ongoing, we've had massive sensitization, all financed solely by the government of Sierra Leone, all over the country, sensitizing people about the need to protect the girls. So when these things happen, it is the women themselves who normally come and report to us that, oh, so-and-so girl has been taken into the enclave. So we go in and we get the girls out, and we involve the community in making sure the girls do not go back in. And a lot of times, these things happen outside the knowledge of the parents. It's normally done with maybe the grandmothers or the older relatives. So then we get the parents involved in making sure the girls are now protected and are not taken back into the enclave.
You were the founder, CEO, and publisher of Sierra Leonean newspaper Awareness Times. Can you tell us how it felt to be the only female news publisher in the nation?
Sierra Leone is quite a patriarchal country where the men dominate. So when you're a woman who's assertive and you hold your own opinions, and not only do you hold your own opinions, you actually put pen to paper and you write what your opinions are. Oh boy, it's not easy. So it has been quite an interesting ride, but it's made me become a stronger person and also gave me fantastic name recognition, because I was already a little bit famous, but then being the woman who could come forward and articulate and quote-unquote beat men in arguments, it made me pretty much famous all over the country. It has been a roller coaster ride.
And you said before you were a little bit famous. Is that because you're from political royalty?
I'm not sure about royalty, but my grandparents, great-great-grandparents, they've all been very powerful politicians, and my great-great-grandfather was referred to as the father of Pan-Africanism in Africa. So I come from two famous families. But on my own record, I made a bit of history by becoming like the first woman to score a lot of successes. First woman to be elected to be student government president, first woman, youngest person to lead a political party at the age of 30 years. So I'd already been a little bit famous, that's what I was saying. I was a little famous, and now with the newspaper advent, articulating issues, coming out boldly to express my views, I became pretty much known as the woman who can speak.
What made you decide to become the Minister of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs?
Oh, it's an interesting question. First of all, you get appointed by the head of state. He chooses what portfolio he wants a minister to go into. But I can say with a lot of confidence that he gave me what is the best possible portfolio that I could ever have. And that's the portfolio that takes care of the welfare of the vulnerable in the society, as well as the women and the children, empowering our women for them to become bolder, more self-confident, and more assertive of their rights that are due to them. Empowering our children for them to also know what their rights are, and at the same time taking care of the vulnerable in the society, the less fortunate, the downtrodden. It gives me so much pleasure. So I couldn't have had a better portfolio than this one.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Maybe just try to talk to other African countries to learn from Sierra Leone, especially in the area of the FGM. When you focus attention on telling the women that, listen, we respect you, we respect your secret society, but we want you to protect the girls, and there is no debate here. We're not going to compromise. The girls have to be protected. You get the women on board, and the rates of FGM drastically drops. But when you take an attitude of everybody is evil and satanic that practices this culture, you are all bad people, you are barbaric, you are terrible, you are primordial, then you get the women to put their backs up and there's very little success.